So if he's not Zorich Leitzin, so he's certainly Potter. But even according to Rabbi Yud, who says Mohashin Tzchilus Gufo Yishchayet, but in case of Eitzin, in view of the fact that Eitzin are not immediately Potter, so it's not the Tzir Bikach. It's not the Tzir Bikach, so it's a Melech HaSkilko. So it's a Melech HaSkilko. So unless he does it deliberately for the Eitzin, because for the use of the Eitzin, so Memeila it's a Melech HaSkilko. It's not the Tzir Bikach. It's Mikalko, it's not the Melech HaMashelet. But if he's Tzorich Leitzin, if he does it deliberately for it, so then, because of the halacha of Melechas Machsheves, it becomes a misakin, it becomes a great effect. When mitra beitim keitir, el min de, mida de hava akirei al maslit veya. But how is it Melechas Machsheves? He's still tearing it. He destroys, he begs it. The answer is, but he does it for a very important purpose. The same kind of purpose that existed in the mission. So melee becomes endowed with the character of a creative act, of a Melechas Machsheves. So Memele is not Mikalkil. So then Rav Gleyer asks, so we see from this thesis that it's not based upon Mikalkil. It is based upon Mikalkil. The general principle is a principle of Meleches Machsheves. It has to be a Misakein. The Meloch has to be a creative act. But the question is, what is considered a creative act? What is considered a destructive act? So if the purpose conforms to the purpose that existed in the Mishkan, even though the act per se is destruction. The act per se is destruction. You tear it. But the purpose is to make, to fix a beged, to sew up the beged, and that was the same purpose that the Eisei Amlocha in Mishkan had in mind when they committed these acts of destruction of Kireya. So Mimele is considered Misakin. Then Rav Gleyer asked, but we see that Kireya al-Meisi is also Chayev. Kireya al-Meisi is also Chayev. The answer is, there is certainly a Misakin. There is more of a Misakin than Kireya al-Masritre. Because over there, Kireya al-Meisi, so with the Kriya, with the Kilbu, he's Mikhail Mitre. With the Kriya, he disciplines the members of his family, he's Mikhana the children. So there is certainly a creative act. The Chidesh, and we don't have to resort to the same purpose existing in the Mishkan. Because when do we have to resort to the fact that the same purpose existed in the Mishkan? If the kilkul itself is killed. But there is an extraneous thing existed in the Mishkan. Let's say, Kireya Maslitve. So, just because he intends to be tefillin later on, so that does not mean that right now the Kriya is tikkun. Right now the Kriya is tikkun. So if we didn't know that in the Mishkan the same purpose existed, so then it would be considered a destructive act. Mashenkin ligabi Kireya al-Meisei is mikayim a mitzvah. So why do we have to resort to Rayas from the Mishkan? Of course it's not a destructive act. He's mekayem a mitzvah. Of course, kirei alim yom eim ayin shel beise, he's mechanech his children. So it's not a destructive act. It's a very constructive act. He's mechanech the children. But kirei al naslitveh, it's not so poshet that it's a creative, constructive act. Why? You have to be teifer. So first of all, you could use something else. Who forced them? Who forced them to use the same thing? They could use another yiriyah. They could use another yiriyah. What is that? They didn't have any other yiriyahs. But, so, the fact that in Mishkan, they didn't throw away this yiriyah. And they use another yiriyah. But they used the same yiriyah. And they made a rent in it in order to be teifer it. So they chose that even Kireya Maslitve is considered misakin a creative act. But Kireya Meisei, Kireya Beget L'mir Meiman Shebeisei goes without saying that it's a creative act. So it's all based upon the aloha of misakin. And then he says, Umechik HaMaslitve, the same thing. Why is the aloha of Mechik HaMaslitve? Because if you have Iksav, now something was written, it doesn't matter whether the things that he wrote made sense or didn't make sense, the Iksav itself is an important thing. It's an important entity. Iksav, Asius. is an important entity. It's a Dovah Hoshu. And us is a Dovah Hoshu. And if somebody erases ACS, so it's an instructive fact. We had ACS, and that was destroyed. So it's an instructive act. It's not Melachas Machsheves. But if he erases ACS, he destroys something for the purpose of writing something better, Amenas Lichtish the ACS, so Menele becomes a constructive act. Well, how do we know? Because in the Mishkan, they also did it that way. So Menele, that's a Raya. So that determines that even though the erasure of two ACS in itself, by itself, is a destructive act, but when it is coupled with the objective of writing two other ACS in its place, it becomes a constructive act. Because this purpose of Amnastlichtisch, the ACS, conforms to the purpose that existed in the mission. But it's all based upon the Aloch of Misakin, of Melachas Mashiach. Uchidoma Rav Yechon, Kamfer, Chobies, Echot Kvoshim, Vechot Shlokes, Shesoch Tom Ligufon Muter, Vimeyen Chayev Chatos, Ba'amai Shor Ligufon, Levek Im Locha Shenitzchicho Ligufo, Ela Taime, Lifi Shein Derer Gishe, Levek Im Locha Shenitzchicho Ligufo, so it certainly should be Oseh, It certainly should be also, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should even be higher. The answer is, over there again we have Kirko. We again have Kirko because he had pickles. Now the pickles absorbed vinegar, certain things, certain strong things. Now, when he squeezes out all the juice from the pickle, so it's an act of this, it's a destructive act. He's Mikalgle. He had shlokes, and if he squeezed it out, leaving just a pulp, he destroyed a good paper. He destroyed. It's a destructive act. But if he does it limimayan, and it's aimed, so certain paper is aimed limimayan, and if he does it, whether it's aimed or not aimed, but he decided that it should be aimed limimayan. So limimayan, because of the aloha of leches machsheves. So because of that purpose of using the juice, so it becomes a constructive act. But if he's not interested, if he's not so overnamen, so then it's a destructive act, and he's a mikalkel. So when he say in deravish mikach, so what does it mean in deravish mikach? It's not the union of Torah Hayat. It's not the same Torah as Torah Hayat. It means...